The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 30, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 10th, 2016, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So, today, I wanted to share with you one of the most amazing verses of the Bhagavad Gita. This verse is mystical. It's absolutely amazing verse. If you enter deep into this verse, it'll transform your whole vision of reality. At the present moment, our vision is mundane. We see the material energy and we misidentify ourselves as being these material bodies, which are forced to go through birth, death, old age, and disease millions and billions of times. And because of this foolish misidentification, we are suffering like anything here in this material existence. To get out of it is very simple. You simply have to change your vision. Just like if somebody can't see, all they have to do is go to the optometrist and get a pair of glasses. And then they can see everything very clearly. So, in this similar way, if we can see through the eyes of the scriptures, this is called Shastra Chakshus. By seeing through the eyes of the scriptures, all of our problems are immediately solved. Instead of living in a world of misery, we will be living in a world of bliss. You don't have to change your external circumstances. That's the amazing thing about Krishna consciousness. You can stay right where you are right now, but just change the way you see it, that's all. It's amazing. So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 30, Krishna talks about this. To invoke auspiciousness, please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yo mam pashati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sachamena pranashyati. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra, sarvam cha mai pashyati, tasyaham na pranashyami, sachamena pranashyati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, my beloved Guru Maharaj. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance, he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, a position transcendental even to material liberation. At this stage of Krishna consciousness, beyond self-realization, the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity can never be annihilated, nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such risk. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:38, Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadai brahidayeshu valokayanti yangsham ashundra ramachandra gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Sham Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee. He cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself. So it's your choice. You want to see Krishna everywhere or not? You have the power to see Krishna or not see Krishna. It is simply according to your desire. So one can analyze what are the pros and cons of seeing Krishna or not seeing Krishna. If I don't see Krishna, what is the advantage? Well, I can think that I'm the center of existence. I can become very proud and puffed up. Just like that boxer, he said, I'm the greatest. We can think, yes, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest singer, I'm the greatest dancer, the greatest boxer, the greatest philanthropist. I am the greatest. You can walk around proudly thinking you're the greatest Lithuanian or the greatest citizen of Kaunas or whatever you want to think about yourself. Or you can think that Krishna is the greatest. Well, that means you have to become a little humble. They have a saying, it's hard to be humble if you're a Texan. So, is it really worth being humble? Humbling yourself before God, that's the question. If you think you're the greatest, you can go on thinking you're the greatest. As a human being, The dogs also think they're the greatest. The cats. Every mosquito thinks he's the greatest also. So, you know, you have your choice. You can think you're the greatest to 8,400,000 species of life. That's your cup of dal, you can have it. You can think, yes, I am the greatest. But are you really that great? Yes, I am all-powerful. But when nature calls, Mr. All-Powerful, you have to run to the toilet room. So, are you really that great? Are you really that powerful? Why not be a little honest, you know, about yourself? Recognize your limitations. And think, well, maybe I'm not the greatest after all. Maybe there is somebody greater than me. This is described by a great Muni. His name is Parashara Muni. He has devised a test by which you can determine who is the greatest. Actually, you can take his test and you can analyze it about yourself also. By using Parashara Muni's test, you can see if you're the greatest or not. And you can see who actually is the greatest. He says the greatest person has 6 qualities. Power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. The greatest person possesses more power, more beauty, more knowledge, more renunciation, more wealth and fame than anybody else. That's the greatest person. So you can immediately analyze your bank account and see if you're the greatest person or not. Because the greatest person has more wealth than anybody else. So how much wealth do you have? There's a person named Krishna. And he says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, I own everything. And he can prove it too. Krishna owns everything. There's also no one more beautiful than Krishna. More good looking than Krishna. Maybe you've attracted one girl or you've attracted one guy. You know, maybe. But Krishna has attracted millions of the most beautiful girls, you see. And they never get tired of him. They're falling deeper and deeper in love with them at every minute. They never get bored with them. Thinking, I got to switch to another boyfriend, you see. So, in terms of beauty, no one's more good-looking than Krishna. And as far as renunciation, someone might laugh and say, renounced? With all those gopi girlfriends, how you could be renounced? Well, actually, there is one personality. His name is Grandfather Bhishma. He's celebrated as the most renounced person. His father, he took a vow that he would never marry so that his father could get the girl that he desired. The Kshatriyas can marry more than one girl, you see. So his father fell in love with some young girl. But even though he was the king and he could do whatever he wanted to, so there's an etiquette, the father's permission has to be there. So the father was thinking, well, if I marry my daughter to you, then your son will be the king and my daughter's son will just be some servant. He won't have any position, really.
Ir tas karalius galvoja, kad jeigu tu...
So, when Bhishma heard about this, he said that therefore I will never have any son. So he said, first of all, Bhishma said, well, I will not become the king. I will not take the position of king. Is that all right?
Vieno ar kito atveju, Bhishma visų pirma davė įžadą, kad niekad netaps karaliumi, nors jam priklausė sostas.
The girl's father said, but your son will become king.
Bet buvo bėda, kad jo sūnus galėjo tapti karaliumi.
So then Bhishma said, then I will never marry. And because of his vow that he will never marry, he was given a special boon by his father that he will never die unless he wants to die. That is why on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his body was pierced with hundreds and hundreds of arrows. Just like a pincushion. With thousands of pins in it. But he didn't die. Because he would not die unless he chose to die. So he's known as the most renounced person, Grandfather Bhishma. So in the Rajashuya Yagya, it was being discussed about Krishna's position. And Grandfather Bhishma certified that Krishna is more renounced than me. Because if I had been in the forest with all those beautiful girls dancing rasa dance, I would have surely fallen down. But Krishna remained perfect brahmachari throughout the whole rasa lila. There's no, you don't hear about pregnancy or abortion in Krishna's pastime. Vrindavan Lila, there's no pregnancy or abortion. He remained perfect brahmachari, you see. So Krishna is also the most renounced. He's the most powerful, the most beautiful, the most renounced, the most wealthy. No one's more famous than Krishna in the history of the universe also. And nobody knows more than Krishna. He's the most knowledgeable person. I used to preach many years ago on the University of Florida campus. Every day I would give out a free lunch to the students and hippies.
Floridos universitete aš pamokslaudavau prieš daug metų studentams.
So there was no, that was the height of the hippie era.
Ir tuo metu buvo hippie era.
And the hippie, every hippie, almost every hippie thought he was an incarnation of God.
Beveik kiekvienas hippis mąstė, esas Krishnos, esas Dievo inkarnacija.
So I remember one hippie came up to me and said, I am God.
Ir vienas hippis priėjęs prie manęs tarė, aš esu Dievas.
I said, really? Then God knows everything.
Dievas viską žino.
Just tell me when I was born, then I'll accept that you were God.
Pasakyk, kuriais metais aš gimiau.
The rascal couldn't say anything.
Jis nieko negalėjo pasakyti.
He was defeated.
Buvo nugalėtas.
So Krishna knows everything.
Krishna
žino. That is his position.
Tokia jo padėtis.
Huh?
Didn't he say, look into your his eyes?
That's another lila, yeah.
Buvo dar toks nuotykis.
One boy came to the temple. And he wanted to convince us that he was God. So our temple president, he was a very strong preacher against these Mayavadis. Very good. My temple president, Amarendra Prabhu, who is now an attorney for ISKCON in Los Angeles, he's a very powerful debater. So this boy, he met his match when he tried to debate with Amarendra Prabhu. You know those VW bugs, the old little VW bugs, they call them. In America they're called VW bugs. The Beetle, the old car, the model, little tiny VWs that used to be popular in the 60s. So that was our temple vehicle then. We had a little green VW Beetle or bug. Little VW. So the temple president said, if you can just lift that our temple vehicle on your left on your little finger, we'll accept that you're God. Of course, the boy could not do that, you see. But he wanted to convince us that he was God. He was determined to convince us that he was God. So he told Amarendra Prabhu, he said, just look into my eyes. So in this way, you see, these rascals, they try to establish that they're God. You see. They have practically no power. They're ugly. They're weak. They're attached to sense gratification. They have practically no money. They're stupid, and they don't. No one even knows who they are. And they think they're God. So this is the madness going on in the age of Kali. So we should not be misled by all this stuff. Nor should we think that we are God, you see. I have to admit that previously I was a hippie also. And I foolishly thought also that I was God, you see. When I first went to the temple in San Francisco in December of 1968, I'd already learned the mantra. I liked the mantra very much, Hare Krishna mantra. I loved the mantra. But I was tinged with Mayavad philosophy. I was standing in the temple room at 518 Frederick Street, the second ISKCON temple in history. And I was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Singing, I was chanting Hare Krishna. So one Brahmacharini, she came up to me and she said, oh, you're chanting Hare Krishna very nicely. And I was thinking, ha, 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 she only knew that I am Krishna. So it took me a while to join ISKCON. I had to get over this idea that I was Krishna. It took me a while to get over it, you see. But by the grace of material nature, you gave me some very heavy kicks. And by the grace of great Vaishnavas like His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami Maharaj, whose kirtan enchanted even Srila Prabhupada, I was blessed with this knowledge that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Actually, you know, it's foolish to try to be Krishna. Because Krishna understands that actually it's more ecstatic to be a devotee of Krishna than it is to be Krishna. You may say, how is that? Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. How could a devotee enjoy more than the supreme enjoyer? It doesn't make sense. How could you possibly prove that statement, Sankarshan Prabhu? That Krishna considers the devotee to be enjoying more than him? The proof is very simple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna sees Radharani is enjoying more than him. She's getting more pleasure by serving Krishna than Krishna is enjoying by being served by her. Krishna does not want to be outdone by anyone. Actually, there's nobody more competitive than Krishna. Krishna always wins. He always defeats the demons, you see. He doesn't be defeated by anybody. So, therefore, he takes the mood of Radharani. And Radharani is called Gaurangi, or golden-limbed girl. So Krishna becomes a golden-limbed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga.
viešpas Krishna pasiverčia į Gauranga.
Gauranga, Gaurangi, same thing.
Gauranga, Gaurangi yra tas pats.
A golden limbed girl is Gaurangi, a golden limbed boy is Gauranga.
Gaurangi yra auksinė mergina, o Gauranga yra auksinis vaikinas.
So Krishna becomes Gauranga to taste the bliss of the, that mood of Radharani. So therefore, instead of hankering to become God, that I am the greatest, I am the center of the universe, simply let me hanker to become the devotee of God. That is the supreme blissful position. And if you try to do that, Krishna will bless you. I just got an email from one of my students in Austin, Texas. His name is Pablo Juarez. He's saying, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I used to appreciate the beauty of nature. But now I have learned this material world is a place of misery. So is it wrong to appreciate the beauty of nature? I'm actually, I was writing his email as we were coming in the car here today. The proper understanding is this. For a materialist, it's a very miserable situation. Because he identifies with a material body, he's forced to go through birth, death, old age and disease, birth after birth after birth, for millions and billions of lifetimes. So he may sometimes appreciate the beauty of nature. That's when he's in the mode of goodness. But the modes are always competing. The materialists are more under tamagun and rajagun than they are under sattvagun. So while they may sometimes appreciate the beauty of nature, mostly they're feeling the pinch of nature, you see. But for the devotee, he can really appreciate the beauty of nature. Just like you may go to an art museum, and you may appreciate a beautiful painting. But if you happen to know the painter very well, you'll appreciate it much more. So, when you see a beautiful flower, or just like in Kaunas, I just saw a very beautiful plum tree producing very, very tasty plums. So when you appreciate the plum maker, the plum tree maker, you see. When you see behind the plum tree that person who is manifesting the plum tree, then your appreciation of nature increases 1,000 times. In other words, when you are Krishna conscious, you're living in a magical wonderland. Something like being a kid in a candy shop. You're in a state of wonder to see how Krishna is acting all around you in so many ways. How he's bewildering the conditioned souls. How he's blessing those who take to his service. It becomes the most thrilling, exciting adventure at every minute. A devotee enjoys the pastimes of loving reciprocation with Krishna at every minute. Because he sees Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. It's like this room here, you see. Krishna is here within this room. He's within every atom. He's between every atom. He's in everyone's heart as the super soul. So he's within everything.
At
the same time, everything existing within Krishna. Because everything that exists is nothing but his expanded energy. So Krishna is within you, and you are within Krishna at every minute. You're never alone. You're never unprotected. You're never neglected. You're being blessed by the unlimited loving kindness of Krishna at every minute. So then you may ask, that, why am I so damn miserable? It's simply because you're forgetting Krishna, that's all. You're such a stupid rascal, you keep forgetting Krishna. You see, that's the difficulty. There's no difficulties at all. Life is beautiful. Life is absolutely ecstatic. But we have one problem. We're forgetting Krishna. So as soon as you, just like I gave the example of getting those glasses, your eyes are bad, you get the glasses. So you have to put on these glasses of seeing everything through the eyes of the scripture. When you see everything through the eyes of the scripture, you'll see that everything is beautiful and wonderful at every minute. Even in the greatest calamities, you will not be disturbed. This is confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 22. He says, what is that? He says, stito, let's see, the first line. 622, the first word. Just give me the first word. The first word, 622.
Sukham.
Sukham. Give me the second line, the fourth. Yasmin stito nadukena. Yeah, I had the first word, that's right. Yasmin stito nadukena.
Gurunapi
vichalyate. Yeah, that's it. Yasmin stito nadukena. Gurunapi vichalyate. Gurunapi vachalyate. One who is firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness is not disturbed even when there is the greatest of calamities, even a heavy. Just like the word guru means heavy, gurunapi means heavy calamities. Gurunapi vachalyate means the heaviest of calamities. So, one who is Krishna conscious, he's always steady, he's always solid, he never becomes overwhelmed by the material nature in any situation, because he's found his peace, his happiness in Krishna. By seeing everything in Krishna, and Krishna in everything, he's completely blissful and fulfilled in all times, places, and circumstances. So if you will take to this process seriously, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, we guarantee you that you will come to this state of consciousness, of being solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness and not disturbed in any, even the heaviest of calamities, like death, for example.
Teksto vertimas. Kas pasiekia šį džiaugsmingą būvį, kai transcendentiniais jutimais patirima beribė transcendentinė laimė, tas niekada nukrypsta nuo tiesos ir mano, kad nėra aukštesnio laimėjimo pasiekus į tokią padėtį, nesukrečia net pačios didžiausios negandos. Iš tiesų, tai yra tikroji laisvė nuo visų kančių kylančių dėl sąlyčio smarkiai. Taigi tas, kas pasiekia šitą būvį, net pačiose didžiausiose nelaimėse, visiškai nesutriks netgi tokiu metu, kaip mirties akimirka. Todėl tas, kuris seka šio procesų dvasinių mokyto vadovaujamas, pasiekia šį nuostabų būvį.
For devotee, death is simply a very nice club jam. Pop me a club jamun in the mouth. Ah, now I will go to sleep. I wake up with Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. but actually even in this world,
for
a devotee, it's as good as Goloka Vrindavan. Because he gets to serve Krishna here also. Krishna is present for this devotee. Just like that verse that Prabhupada quotes in this purport. Premanjana charita bhakti valachanena santaksadai vrhidayeshivaloka yanti yang shama shundaram jaganasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. The devotees see Krishna within their heart of hearts. They see Krishna within and they see Krishna without us. They directly associate with Krishna in pure loving relationship, even here in this material world at every minute. They're already with Krishna, reciprocating with him in pure loving relationship, even right here in Lithuania. If one achieves pure devotional service. So therefore, the intelligent persons cultivate pure devotional service. They understand what I should aspire for other things. Money, fame, sex enjoyment, residence on a higher planet, merging in Brahman. Why should hanker for anything besides pure devotional service? This was the realization of Dhruva Maharaj. He became very disturbed when he actually had a stepbrother. There were two queens of the king. Uttanapada had two queens, Suniti and Suruchi. Suniti and Suruchi were the queens. So he was the son of Suruchi, of Suniti, I mean his name. And his brother was the daughter of Suruchi. So one day the son of Suruchi was sitting on the king's lap, on one leg of the king. So Dhruva, he got on the lap to sit on the other leg of the king. But Suruchi, the mother of the other boy, she came and said, "You are not allowed to sit on your father's lap." Because you did not come from my womb. Pretty heavy, huh? So Dhruva is a Kshatriya by birth. Very intelligent. Even at the age of 5, he can understand this means I will be nowhere in this kingdom. I will not inherit any portion of the kingdom. I'm just going to be like a servant in the palace. So he went crying to his mother, "Mother, mother, my father will not let me sit on his lap because Suruchi says I'm not born of her womb." What can I do? She said, "My dear son, what can I do? Your father loves the other queen more than me. What can I do?" "But my dear Dhruva, I know that there are sages in the forest. And they are able to approach they are able to contact Lord Vishnu and get their desires fulfilled." So Dhruva, he gave up his royal palace and went to the forest at the age of 5 to do great penances and austerities. So Narada Muni came along to test him. He said, "My dear little boy, you are a prince. What are you doing here in the forest? You should go home." So Dhruva was very determined. He said, if you're telling me to go home, I'm telling you to go home. So in this way he passed the test of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni gave him a mantra. And he underwent great penances and austerities. And Vishnu actually appeared to him in his beautiful form, Prishni Garba. So, when he saw Prishni Garba, he'd been hankering for a kingdom greater than his father's. That's why he wanted to see Lord Vishnu. But when he had that darshan of Vishnu, he was thinking, oh, what a fool I was. I was hankering for a broken piece of glass, my father, kingdom greater than my father's. But now I've achieved the rarest gem, the darshan of Lord Vishnu. So he gave up all of his material desires, rejecting them as a broken piece of glass. And he simply embraced pure devotional service. So we should all learn this lesson from Dhruva Maharaj. Instead of going to the forest and doing great penances and austerities, we should simply hear from the bona fide spiritual master and immediately take to pure devotional service. That's how we'll become liberated. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
So many times you have mentioned about the need to accept spiritual master. I want to ask why in other religion traditions there is no so much stress that need, and it's not so much stress the need to make service also.
Why
it's not so much...
The Christianity insists you have to accept Jesus. They're very heavy. Christianity is very heavy on Guru. If you don't accept Jesus, you're going to hell. Christians are very heavy on accepting Guru. You have to accept Jesus, otherwise you're going to hell. There was supposed to have been a disciplic succession from Jesus. There was supposed to have been a disciplic succession from Jesus. But it became broken, that's the problem. The popes are supposed to be in disciplic succession from Jesus. But they eat meat. They've lost, the Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And they're eating slaughtered animals. Therefore, their Christianity, so-called Christianity, they've turned it into a nonsense thing. The principle of accepting Guru is actually very solid there. In Islam also, the Prophet Muhammad, you have to accept Prophet Muhammad. But they missed on the point of disciplic succession. So whether the other, actually, in any bona fide religious tradition, one must accept the representative of God. Because you're not able, in your present state, conditioned state, you're not able to directly experience God. Can you see God directly right now? No, but you can see Guru. So therefore you must accept Guru.
You see?
Guru is there on the order of Krishna. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively, render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Now, do you accept Krishna as the supreme authority? Or not? Do you accept Krishna as... All right, then you have to take his instruction. If you really accept him, you'll take a spiritual master. Otherwise, you don't really accept Krishna. You understand? If you actually accept Krishna, you will follow his order. If you don't accept Guru, you're disobeying Krishna. You're not devoted to Krishna. So don't be a nonsense rascal, a hypocrite. And Krishna says, take Guru, you take Guru. That's all.
Yra atrašęs į laišką vieną man į tą patį klausimą, kad kai tu būsi pasiruošęs, tada tavo Krišna širdies pasakys, įkvėps. Tai reiškia, sako, tu tiesiog nesi pasiruošęs. Tai...
Once you were wrote to me the letter that then I will be ready, then Krishna will inspire me and show me who is my spiritual master. So it means that I'm not ready.
That's your nonsense. You should be ready right now. Tesham tatata yuktanam bhajatam patti purvikam dadani buddhi yogantam yenam amabhyanti te. To those who were constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding in which they can come to me. You're not ready because you're not surrendered to Krishna. You're holding back, trying to be the enjoyer separately from Krishna. It's simply your nonsense. Krishna is not revealing your guru to you. It's your nonsense.
When someone inquires from the spiritual master under the undercover, then he will get such an answer.
Because
when he wrote to you, it was not in his real name. He wrote to you in another name.
That means you're a cheater.
Say I am a rascal, but I just wanted to know what you say to normally.
It means you're a rascal. You're a dishonest man. Now you must become honest. The fact is, when you are actually serious about being Krishna's devotee, he will say, this is your spiritual, even in your heart, he'll tell you, this is your guru. If you're not getting that direction from Krishna, it means you're not serious about being a devotee, that's all. So why are you causing yourself suffering? That's my question. Are you some kind of a masochist? Why are you punishing yourself? By not fully surrendering to Krishna right now and in your heart. You're just punishing yourself foolishly, like cutting your own throat.
Because my heart is very dirty.
Why are you holding on to the dirt? When you pass stool, flush the toilet. Do you leave the stool in the toilet or do you flush it? Do you want to keep a stool in the toilet or you want to flush the toilet? What do? You leave the stool in the toilet, you look at it, you smell it. No, you flush it. So flush that damn stool out of your heart, you rascal. You're trying to enjoy the stool. Flush it. Flush it out of your heart. You're an idiot to hold on to that stool in your heart.
How
to clean that heart?
Except the spiritual master. Take a guru. He'll help you clean your heart. Except the spiritual master. He's very good at cleaning your heart.
Cleaning your heart right now.
I'm working on cleaning your heart right now. You take my instructions. And you'll become purified. Take my instructions now and you'll become purified. But you're holding back. That's the difficulty. You're trying to keep your so-called independence, but actually you're not independent. That's your illusion. You're not independent. Any other questions? Here we go.
Kai mes išsirinkam savo dvasinę mokytoją, kiek laiko tie santykiai išlieka dvasinėme pasaulyje?
Then we choose our spiritual master, how long this relationship lasts between spiritual master and disciple?
How long would you like for it to last?
Forever.
It lasts forever, yes. This is confirmed in the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says the spirit, you can look here in the Bhagavatam on the shelf there. First canto, part 1. Prabhupada says there, the spiritual master lives forever and his disciple lives with him. So if you become my disciple, you will live with me forever. We will always be together for all of eternity.
As long as the disciple follows.
As long as you follow, yeah. But you will live with me forever if you become my disciple. We will never be separated.
I have my spiritual master.
Oh, that's good. You're initiated already? Huh?
Since you attended it?
I
have pranama mantra.
Oh, that's very good.
Labai gerai.
That's very good. That's very good. Yes.
Said that if you will accept spiritual master, you will live with him forever.
Yes. If you follow his instructions.
Yeah. But I heard so many devotees are saying that each lifetime you're having a different spiritual master.
That means that's pseudo guru. That's not the real guru.
Mokytojas pasakė, kad jeigu atsiduodi dvasiniam mokytojam ir vykdo jo nurodymus, tai gyvensi su juo amžinai, bet aš girdėjau, kad daug bhaktų sako, kad kiekvieną gyvenimą to mokytojas keičiasi.
That's the bogus guru. You can have bogus gurus, many, many bogus gurus, lifetime after lifetime. When you actually find the bona fide spiritual master, that's an eternal relationship. Confirmed by Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam. Spiritual master lives forever by his divine instruction and the disciple lives with him. Stated right there in the Bhagavatam. So in ISKCON there's so many nonsense things going. I'll tell you frankly, in ISKCON there's so many nonsense things going around. Because devotees are not reading the books. Books are the basis of ISKCON, not gossip.
There is an initiation ceremony Guru Maharaj is promising you. If you will listen to him, follow his orders, he promises to get you back to Krishna with him, right?
Yes.
And what if...
You don't make it.
Yeah.
Prabhupada explains that if the disciple does not make it, spiritual master takes birth again to save him. The same guru takes birth again to save him. So don't put your spiritual master in difficulty by holding on to material sense gratification. Just like I've taken the risk of over 200 disciples, you see. So if any of them don't go back to Godhead, I'm obliged to take birth again to save them.
Jeigu nors vienas iš jų negrįši dvasinį pasaulį, aš turėsiu pareigą vėl gimti.
So being a guru is very risky business.
Taigi guru yra labai pavojingas biznis.
Very, very risky business.
Labai.
Very dangerous.
Labai pavojinga būti guru.
But out of compassion on the fallen souls, one may take up this service on the order of his spiritual master.
Ir dėl noro padėti sieloms, žmogus gali priimti tokią tarnystę būti dvasiniu mokytoju.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Mikrofoną paimkite. Pradžiai.
Shagru, what about the other relationships? Like, here, while practicing Krishna consciousness, we learn so many things from different devotees. So,
yes, Prabhupada says we will have another ISKCON in the spiritual world. You recognize all the devotees. You recognize Guru Mata. You recognize everyone. You go back to Gaudiya, you recognize everyone. Oh, there's Sankirtan Prabhu. Now he's... There's a... You know, you recognize everyone. Oh, look, he's a gopi, or he's a gopa, or he's a peacock, or whatever, you know. You'll see everybody, and you go, wow, look, there's so-and-so Maharaj. Now he's in this rasa. There's, you know, there's my godbrother, there's the disciples of the other gurus. Let's see, they're over there. As you'll see, there's a whole big happy family. This kind of family will be together eternally in the spiritual world. Oh, look, there's Aniruddha Prabhu. There's in his rasa. You see, everyone will be there. Prabhupada said, everyone will be there except for Mr. Nair. He will not. Mr. Nair was the one who cheated us in the Bombay land. He said, Mr. Nair will not be there. But actually, eventually, Mr. Nair will also go back to Godhead. After he undergoes all the... his karmic reaction for cheating, trying to cheat ISKCON. Next.
Vakar Mokytojas minėjo, kad pas Jėzų Kristų yra kita savo planeta ir jis kitokius santykius turi. Tai norėjau paklausti, ar į tą planetą yra amžina ir kokie santykiai sieja su aukščiausiu Dievo asmeniu?
Yesterday you mentioned that Jesus Christ has separate planet and his followers going to this planet. My question is...
I mentioned that? Somebody mentioned
that.
I mentioned that or somebody else mentioned it?
Asking about Shakti Vesha Avatars, Srila Prabhupada, why Srila Prabhupada living in Goloka Vrindavan and Jesus Christ, he has own planet. So you mentioned that he has different relationship with Krishna. I want to ask,
everyone has their own relationship with Krishna. Jesus has a relationship, Prabhupada has a relationship.
Visi turi santykius su Krishna. Jesus turi, Prabhupada turi.
But they're not following Jesus, that is the problem.
Problema, kad žmonės dažniausiai neseka Jesus.
Jesus says, "Thou shalt not kill."
Jesus sako,
they're running, operating so many slaughterhouses. So these Christians, they are not going back to Godhead. Actually, I'm a Christian.
Aš esu krikščionis.
A real Christian.
Tikras krikščionis.
Jesus brought me to ISKCON.
Ir Jėzus mane atvedė į skolą.
I was studying the Bible,
studijavau Bibliją,
trying to figure out how I could become a perfect follower of what Jesus was teaching.
Kaip bandžiau suprasti, kaip man irgi sekti tuo keliu, kurį mokė Jėzus.
Jesus says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
Jis sakė, Tėve, tegul tavo valia, o ne mano valia.
So I was thinking, well, how can I do what God wants instead of what I want? I was waiting for God to tell me, but I wasn't getting any voice from the sky giving me my instructions. But then somebody gave me a hint that God could hear me. I can't hear him, but God can hear me, you see. So in the mood of Jesus, the prayer of Jesus, I was praying, Dear God, please guide me how I can become your perfect servant. That's real Christianity. To follow exactly the footsteps of Lord Jesus. Not what you want, what God wants. That is the real meaning of being a Christian. Now how many Christians are willing to give up their sense gratification to do what God wants them to do? The fact is they're all breaking the Ten Commandments. They're not serving God's will, you see. But I was serious. Not what I want, but what God wants me to do. So I was, every morning I would study the Bible and I was begging God to please guide me how I could do what He wanted to do and not what I wanted to do. And the all-merciful Lord sent a messenger to Austin to answer my prayer. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj came and he taught me how to do what God wants me to do. So, I'm a Hare Krishna Christian. That's my position. I'm a Christian, Hare Krishna, or a Christian Hare Krishna, or Hare Krishna Christian, however you want to look at it. Jesus brought me to Krishna consciousness. Praise Jesus. Hare Krishna. So I just laugh when these Christians tell me I'm going to hell, you know. I just laugh. I gave a lecture at a Christian church one time. And all I did was glorify Jesus the whole time. He's the Son of God. He's our Savior. On and on and on. They were just in bliss. They were in total bliss. And then at the end I said, but. I tell you ahead of time, in English the word beef has a twofold meaning. It means cow flesh. It also means complaint. So after completely mellowing them out by glorifying Jesus 1,001 times, and they were all just completely mellowed out, I said, but with you all, we have a beef. And that is the beef. You're eating meat and the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And they were so mellowed out by my glorifying Jesus, I was thinking, well, that's really cool poetry. The beef is your beef. And that's really a cool poetry. They're all smiling to hear them. They were just completely still smiling. Ah. They thought it was a wonderful poetry. I have a beef with your beef. And they were still smiling. No one got angry. So I think we can make all these Christians into devotees. Because they believe in God after all. Actually, Jesus is a Vaishnava. If you, in the Bible, there doesn't tell between what he did between the ages of 12 and 30. But if you look in the Aquarian Gospel, he describes how he went to India. How did he know how to walk on water? He learned it from the yogis, Lagima Siddhi. It's also described he had the darshan of Lord Jagannath in Puri. So Prabhupada said, because of the love between Jesus and Jagannath, now Jagannath has come to the west of the land of Christianity, you see. Prabhupada explained, because of the love between Krishna and Jagannath, now Jagannath has come to the land of Christ. So, try to understand religion is actually one.
Pabandykite da suprasti, kad religija yra viena.
There's no such thing as different religions.
Nėra tokio dalyko kaip skirtingos religijos.
Different religions is manufactured by persons who are actually irreligious.
Tai nereligingųjų išmislas.
True religion means to connect with God in pure love. That is religion.
Tikra religija reiškia turėti ryšį su Dievu.
But do you call him Allah, Jehovah, or Krishna? The principle is the same. Actually, the word Christ is an etymological derivation from the word Krishna. In Greek, it is Christos. And in Sanskrit, there's the word Krista.
Ir sanskrite yra žodis Krishna.
It's another way of saying Krishna.
Tai yra kitas būdas pasakyti Krishna.
So what do you say, Christ or Krishna, it's the same thing.
Taigi, ar Krishna, ar Christus, tai tas pats.
So if they want to chant the name of Christ, very good.
Jeigu norit kartuoti
Krishna. It's actually another way of saying Krishna.
Tai yra labai gerai. Tai yra tas pats, kas sakyti Krishna.
But they had to stop eating meat.
Bet reikia nevalgyti mėsytės.
They had to give up their Big Macs.
Reikia nevaikščioti į McDonald's. And what about eggs? Because we have Easter.
Yeah, they had to give up eggs also. No meat, no fish, no eggs, no onions, no garlic, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. They have to follow the principles. If they will follow the regulated principles and chant the name of Christ, they will go back to God. But Hare Krishna chanting is better. Because we're begging for Radharani's mercy also.
Yeah.
Christian means a follower, one who is devoted to Christ.
Yeah, that means they are pure, but
they're not Christians
then.
They're not really Christians. They're pseudo Christians.
Yeah.
They're not real Christians. The only real Christians are those who are purely following Krishna.
Krikščionys yra tik tai tie, kurie tikrai seka Krishna.
I've never met someone outside of this kind that we call a real Christian.
Aš niekad taip ir nesutikau tikro krikščionio.
But in ISKCON there are so many. But in ISKCON there are so many real Christians.
ISKCONe tiek daug tikrų krikščionių mačiau.
I've never met anybody. I've met some who were close. There were some Christian monks who liked Hare Krishna Kirtan. They were vegetarians also. They had an ashram out in the desert in Southern California. They were pretty cool. And they loved Krishna consciousness. They felt affinity with Krishna consciousness also. So there are maybe some real Christians out there. But they're very, very rare. Very rare. They loved it. They came to our temple. They love the prasadam, they love the kirtan, they're vegetarians also. They also. So there can be some Christian monks who can also be, if they're following a pure life and no illicit sex, they follow all the regulated principles, they chant the name of Christ, they can go back to God in us.
Tikrai yra tokių tyrų krikščioniškų vienuolių, kurie seka visais principais ir keliausi dvasinį pasaulį.
O kodėl ten sako, tik per mane galima būti pas Dievą ir jie galvoja gal, kad Jėzus supyks, jeigu jie ten perės į Krishna.
Why it is said that only through Jesus Christ you can come back to Lord?
Yes, that is our teaching.
Tokia yra mūsų mokymai.
Yasha prasadan bhagavat prasado Yasha prasadan nagati kutopi Dayam stuvam stasya yasastri sanjam Vande guru shri charanara vindam. It's only by the mercy of Krishna that you can only by the mercy of Guru that you can attain Krishna. We say the same
thing.
For my disciples, I'm the only way. And for a disciple of Jesus, Jesus is the only way. That's Vaishnava philosophy. It's only through the mercy of your guru that you can achieve Krishna.
So
that principle is a valid principle. It's only through your spiritual master that you can achieve the Lord.
Yra
But they don't follow their spiritual master. That's the problem.
But disciple succession from Jesus is broken.
Yeah, that's why we recommend that they come to ISKCON. We will connect them with Jesus, no problem. Just like me. I couldn't get my connection in Christianity. My minister was a joke. He would sit all week in the pastor's study smoking a pipe, and he had all these books, and he had a yellow legal pad. He would spend a whole week writing this sermon. And he'd stand up on Sunday and he'd read off this legal pad. It was so boring, he'd just go to sleep. He had zero realization. It was just a show. And it was so dry. But how much did I prepare for this lecture tonight? All I did was think, well, what verse would I like to speak on it? I looked it up in my smartphone. Ah, that's a good one, 6:30. That's the only preparation I made. What verse I'll speak on? No notes, just what verse? And I've been speaking for an hour and a half. Or an hour, maybe. No. An hour and 18 minutes. Yeah. But no preparation, no smoking the pipe all week long. This is Krishna consciousness. This brings you to direct realization where you're connected with Krishna within the heart and you can act as a messenger and Krishna actually speaks through you. You get to be an instrument in the hands of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada and your spiritual master. There's nothing more ecstatic than being an instrument. There's nothing more ecstatic than being an instrument of Guru and Krishna. To have the Shakti of Guru and Krishna and Gauranga flowing through you, there's nothing more ecstatic, I can tell you right now. The ultimate thrill.
Ta patirtis, kada Dievo ir dvasinio mokyto malonė per tave teka į kitus, nėra nieko žemo stabiau.
And you were ordered to do the same thing, to also be an instrument for the Guru Parampara.
Ir tu taip pat turi nurodymą būti instrumentu Guru Paramparas.
It's Lord Chaitanya's order.
Viešpats Chaitanya nurodo tai.
Whomever you meet, you instruct jare de katarikaha, Krishna upadashamara gaya guru hoyotara e desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this world. You ordered to be a deliverer of the world, sir. But you have to surrender to a spiritual master to get that potency. Why are you depriving yourself of this nectar of being a deliverer of the world? Lord Chaitanya says, wake up, you sleeping soul. You know who he's talking to you? You know who he's talking to? He's talking to you. He's telling you to wake up. So when are you going to wake up? That's my question. You're still sleeping. I've been waiting for years, watching you sleep. There's many gurus in ISKCON. Why do you keep sleeping? You choose one and go. Next.
Even one cheater, if they admire from the guru so much, and they don't accept the guru.
Yeah, inquire, get answers and answers and answers and answers. Actually, you become indebted to that person who's training you. If someone gives you so many answers, now you're indebted to them. You have to serve them. So I'm waiting for your reciprocation. Don't be a cheater. You have to reciprocate with those who are giving you love. You have to give your love in return. Okay, so I guess we're... we can stop here.
And
I do have my book available. It just came in. Came in by Finnish Air. Finnish Air brought in my book. Came in by Finnish Air. The Truth Works. It's in English. But anybody who gets a book tonight, you get. I'll give you a personal blessing in the book. What is it? How much? 10 euros? What's it going for?
It was at least 12 before.
It was 12 before. 12 euros, okay.
12 euros bent reikia pakloti ir mokytas duos jums knygą ir dar pasirašysite.
And we can also take credit cards as well. If you don't have cash. If I have an internet connect, yeah, I do have an internet connect. We can take credit cards as well. There may be U.S. dollars on you on a credit card. But, okay, so everyone can come to Prashadam now. And should we do the Prashadam first?
And the
first the books and then Prashadam. Hold off on the Prashadam. Anybody want a book? Come on up. 10 would be easier. I don't know if they have change, you know. Why don't we just do 10? It makes it easier. 15? 10 or 15? Your choice. I'll be very merciful today for those who don't have 15. You can give 10 or 15 as your heart moves you. Anybody who wants the book, come forward and get it. Okay? Okay, there's 10, 11. Okay. What is your name?
Inga.
Linda?
Inga.
Inga. I-N-G-A?
Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Many of you already have. How many already have the book? Okay.
There's Eva's brother coming.
Okay, one more. A-U-R-E-L-I-A, Aurelia. Okay. See, A-U-R-E-L-I-A. Let me make sure I got it right. See if I have it right. Oh, it has the J instead of the Y. That's a Y? That's a J, yeah. That was my only mistake. I was thinking of a Y, the American way. Okay. Other than that, I had it correct. Okay.
Inga,
Okay. Now, I guess that's it in the book, so now we'll go at Prashadam, the next. Another book? Somebody else want book?
He was brother. He was brother.
Oh, this is, very good. You can borrow money and then pay them back. She paid for it. What is your name? How do you spell your name?
Ugnis.
Ugnis. It's like Ugnis fire.
Ugnis. Ugnius. Ugnius. Kind of like genius. Now you have to be a genius.
one Chinese lecturer once called me a genius.
Yeah. Now I've called you a genius also. So now you have to actually be a genius by surrendering to Krishna.
In Sanskrit, it's Ugnis is fire.
Agni.
Agnis, yeah.
Oh, you, no, the Agni, okay. Not to be fired up about Krishna consciousness. Anybody else? Very good. So what is your name?
Nereus.
Nereus? N-A-R-I-U-S?
N-E.
N-E-I-R-U-S.
Just like the river. Just like the river.
The river Nereus.
I thought the river was Neris, yeah, but he's so Nereus. Is it you? The river, you're the river that you added. Okay. Nereus. Oh, with a J. Okay. Instead of an I. Okay.
But he has no friends to read that book.
Yeah, we're going to read it. Questions every night.
And one chapter every night. Together.
There is a picture from Thomas, and there is that man.
Anybody else want a book? Is this your father? This is your father and mother? Oh, I'm so happy to meet you all. Hare Krishna.
Mokas labai džiaugiasi jūs matydamas.
Very nice. Very nice to see your mother and father. You're very special parents. To have a son who is interested in Krishna means you have very pious qualifications. Father and mother have very pious qualifications. Not ordinary parents. You're blessed by God. I was so heavy on their son, whenever they were thinking. I was smashing your son.
He needs
it. I want to give the mother the garland. Make a little space here for her to come. She has given birth to this son. Okay, now I guess Prashadam now.